Welcome, Arizona homeowners, to Rosie on the House, your Arizona Saturday morning tradition for 29 years. And in fact, we're going into our 30th year of broadcast celebration. We put together three very new exciting things, and we put it all together in one central location at rosieonthehouse.com. You will notice a brand new feature on the menu bar over to the right-hand side. It'll say 30th anniversary. It'll talk a little bit about the history of Rosie on the House and the three new things that we have brought to you, the Arizona homeowners, part of our effort to be every Arizona homeowner's best friend. One is our home maintenance calendar. You've probably, if you've been tuning in since about September when we started the photo contest, probably pretty familiar with that one. That's something you can order and we'll send to you free that will help you keep up with your home maintenance. Second, in all of our years of broadcasting, people have asked for something that says Rosie on it, shirts or hats or tools, and we've always avoided that just because that was such a distraction. Well, in our focus group, that was such a demand, and we've noticed kind of a gap in a lot of the tools that we cover that we find at hardware stores that really aren't available locally for a number of reasons. They may be brand new, or the production volume isn't enough to be put in a big box store. They didn't want to give up the portion of cost point average to a fulfillment Amazon type, or there might be a number of reasons. So we've taken that on. And then third is our digital home maintenance, the HomeZada application that we've worked with that'll take all your home maintenance digital and send you automated reminders and to-dos and checkoffs. And we had a couple of our partners put together some funny parody songs. John Eisenhower wrote Home for a Change to the tune of Home on the Range about Rosie on the House. And then we were surprised with a impromptu performance by KTAR at our annual holiday party a couple weeks ago. And we were able to capture both of those and put them on our YouTube channel. They're both on that landing page. It's rosieonthehouse.com/30. And then we've spent all year putting together a video. It's about 11 minutes long, and it's Rosie talking about the evolution, the involvement, and the building of Rosie on the House, 30 years in the making. And what I should mention, one thing I keep forgetting to mention about the tools, we do have pre-sales available. We covered it Thanksgiving weekend. It was actually our biggest spike all year long to our website was that weekend. Well, pre-sales are now available in all, and the proceeds, we've got $50 built into each toolkit, will go to our three nonprofits. So you'll be supporting American Manufacturing, which supports American jobs. The proceeds go to local charities. You'll be supporting your community, Habitat for Humanity, St. Vincent de Paul Military Assistance Mission, which we'll be talking with those three partners next week about what they do for the community, so you'll understand who you're supporting. And then you, as the homeowner, have this great toolkit that's it's limited edition, 30-year anniversary brand etched Rosie on the House. It'll be the hand tools that every homeowner should have, and this is a high-quality set that you'll have your entire life. And with that kit, we've got an American-made shirt, an American-made hat, and a year subscription to the HomeZada premium user. So it's a win-win-win for everybody. If you're looking for a gift idea, this is a great one that supports your local nonprofit. But this 10 o'clock hour, we talk specifically about one thing that you, the homeowner, can learn about your house, home, castle, or cabin. This is physically on or inside the home. And today, if you get our weekly newsletter that goes out on Thursday, you know we're talking about home security. And we're going to start off with the do-it-yourself aspect, and we'll build up to the professional grade throughout the hour. Not to say that Ken Colburn, your data doctor, is not professional, but he's professionally brought three do-it-yourself, or not three, you got a little bit more than that here in your article, Ken. But it was written specifically on can you install a home security system that doesn't require monitoring? And you just put this out December 7th. This is brand new material. And talk us through it.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's becoming a very common thing, people putting devices in their home that allows them to, monitor whether it's visually or through sound or motion or what have you. You know, it's a very common thing for these little devices, whether it's a doorbell or light switch, whatever. There's just so much out there now. And so, it was just really trying to clarify how much of this can be done kind of in a do-it-yourself setting versus a traditional alarm system, and understanding the pros and cons.
Now, I should ask a clarifying question. Being the data doctor, are you kind of like the cobbler whose kids have no shoes? Or when I come to the data doctors, do I have like a myriad of electronic barriers to get through and navigate, and your home's completely automated?
Well, there was a time when I probably had way more than I do now, but that has to do with selling the house. I put quite a bit of technology into my various properties. I've got a lovely place up in the wine country in Cottonwood that, you know, I have a remote thermostat, remote cameras and what have you, so that I can monitor and manage. I know when the pest control guys are there, if we're not there. So, you know, there's that type of monitoring is pretty straightforward. The difference between that and, say, a traditional security system is basically what happens when there is an alert. Obviously, if you've got a professional monitoring company, they're going to look at, you know, what's going on and make a determination. Do they call you? Do they call the police? Is there video involved? Is there, you know, what have you? So there's somebody specifically focused on those alerts, as opposed to 3 a.m, your smartphone is on silent and you get an alert saying that there's something going on, but you're asleep.
And what are some of these names that you've got listed here? And I'm pretty new to this aspect. We kind of live in an area where we're not. It's rural. We've got a lot of first defense as it relates to animal awareness. You know, the horses might alert us that something's coming. The dogs might alert us to something that's coming. The kids will alert us to something's coming. We've got a neighbors. We've got a big padded area that something coming we can see from a long way.
Yeah, I mean, it really, that's where you really have to start, is what is it that you want to monitor and be alerted to? You know, you may have a specific area, say a carport. That's the only concern you have. Or a backyard, or, you know, if it's rural, you've got a large area you want to know when animals might be approaching. You know, with night vision and everything else that's out there, it's pretty sophisticated stuff. So the first thing you want to do is figure out, what is it that I want to monitor? And then the second is, do I have some form of access to the internet from that area, whether it's wired or wireless? So, you know, there's a technology I wrote about a couple weeks ago called mesh networks that really expand the Wi-Fi signal to greater areas. So if you have a large property with lots of outdoor area that you want to have some type of monitoring system on, and making sure, first of all, that you have signal, that's critical, because if you don't, you either have to run wires or, you know, basically go without. So, you know, that's first and foremost, figure out what you want to monitor, and how, you know, how sophisticated you have to get, and do I have signal and power and things like that.
One of the things you have featured here, I know several people that have installed it. My uncle Rennie for one, Max is another, but this Ring.com, they say that's changed their life.
Yeah, so Ring started out as being just a simple doorbell that had a camera on it. So when somebody rang the doorbell, your smartphone would get an alert, and you'd see a live stream of whoever it was at the front door. And then you could act like you were home, even if you weren't, saying, sorry, come back later, whatever. So it's, you know, it's a nice way to interact with, you know, things that are going on in your front door. They also have motion sensing, so that, you know, let's say a UPS man's going to drop something off in front of your door, you're going to get an alert because there's motion. They've gone on to add floodlights. So you can put a floodlight in that also has a camera. So the motion detection, night vision, camera, again, it alerts you on your phone. You see a live stream. A lot of these devices have a two-way radio component, so you can actually say something to somebody. You know, get off my lawn.
Or like you said, if you're not there, you could act like it. Hey, I'm, you know, just got out of the shower. Or, you know, you can make something up that why you can't come to the door right now, but still feel to the person that's outside your door that you're very much there.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's, you know, there's a lot of interesting ways to use this technology. Ring is one of them. I'm using a completely wireless system that I started testing years ago called Arlo, A-R-L-O. And what's unique about them is they're wire-free, meaning I don't have to have an electrical outlet, and I don't have to physically plug it into any kind of a network, because it's all Wi-Fi. So it uses a battery system that lasts about a year to two, depends on how much activity you have. And so you can put these things, because they're also weatherproof, you can put them just about anywhere. So I have them hanging on eaves and what have you in various properties. And then when somebody walks up to the door or, you know, approaches the back door or what have you, it records 10 seconds worth of video and gives you an alert so you can take a look at it.
And will it alert you that the battery's getting low or, hey, we
does.
Nice.
Yep, it absolutely does. And then there's another company called Blink that actually kind of followed on the success of Arlo and came out with less expensive versions of the same thing. So those are two of the products that I've featured in my column. That, you know, again, if you have, as long as you have a Wi-Fi signal, you know, say you've got a detached shed or a barn or whatever, as long as there's Wi-Fi signal to some portion of that, you can put one of these cameras on that connects via Wi-Fi and, you know, not have to go through the wiring process. So there's a lot of convenience there. But at the end of the day, I mean, I refer to our smartphones as our life's remote control, right? It's more and more just about everything you do in life ties back to your smartphone, and certainly from a monitoring standpoint, you can do this. Now, the downside to doing this kind of piecemeal is you're going to end up with four, five, six different apps, depending upon how many devices you put in from different manufacturers. So that's where the more structured, kind of professional, all-in-one systems kind of make more sense. If you've got a lot of stuff, you want doors and garage doors and windows and what have you, you want to, you know, set those up so that you can be alerted to any activity in and around that, in addition to video and sound and what have you.
And where could somebody find this column, Ken?
So it's on our website, datadoctors.com/help, which is where all our help and our, it's about almost 30 years, 20 years of newspaper columns there. A lot of the really old stuff's probably not relevant anymore. And it's also published on various media websites, as well as the Arizona Republic's printed edition on Mondays.
Well, we appreciate you taking time out of your Saturday to join us, and thank you for this article you put together.
My pleasure. Anytime.
Hey, you have a great. Are you heading to wine country right now?
No, I got some work to do around town. I got to stick it out here in this lovely Phoenix, Arizona.
Well, enjoy your weekend, sir. Thanks again for your time.
Anytime. Thanks.